You're very welcome to The Rib on CITR. This is Robin, your host. I have a special show today. Veda Hilly's calling in about midway through, and we're going to talk a lot about music and art and the upcoming Push Festival. But first, here's something from Duplex, their album Worser, which is one of Veda Hilly's projects, and the track here is called Alive.
You take your herring gull, you take your lesser black-backed gull, anyone can tell them apart. But follow one gull around the globe, you'll be surprised at where it starts. They are each other, they are each other, they breed with each other, they are indistinct. It is only in Britain that they separate. Mother's hand, she holds her mother's hand, and so on and on we make a chain. And in just 300 miles, the hand she holds will be an ape's. We are each other, we are each other, we need each other.
Okay, that was the song Alive from Duplex, their album Worser. Songs for rock and roll, songs for kids and pretty much everybody. I also am a really big fan of the track That's How We Make a Sandwich, which is adorable and awesome and so fun. Right now I'm going to play you guys a little bit from the upcoming Push Festival show called Peter Panties, which Veda Hilly, with the help of Bank Dogs, has been making the music for. This is a really short excerpt that was sent to me. It's called Yo Ho, and it gives you a little bit of an idea. I have two that I'm going to play for you in the first half of the show here. It gives you a little bit of the idea about how this Push Festival is going to sound at this event. So here we go.
Well, are you going to set yourself on the drum, kick drum? Well, are you going to
So that was a little preview from Peter Panties, which is playing with the Push Festival, which runs from the 2nd to the 13th of February at the Kulch. This particular show, there's a preview on February 12th at 8 p.m. It's running from February 3rd to 5th and 8th to 12th at 8 p.m. each night. And there are also matinees on February 5th and 13th at 2 p.m. There's also a post-show talkback on February 4th, 8th, and 9th, those are always really interesting. Tickets are... Single tickets go from $22 or $15 rush. The Kulch box office is 604-251-1363. You can also go to thekulch.com for buying your tickets online. A little bit more about Peter Panties. It was written by Neil McNeil and Marcus Youssef. All the music is by Veda Hilly. And it's directed by Stephen Hill and Lois Anderson. I think this is sort of... It's blending the Peter Pan story a little bit with some other creative elements from, I think, Shakespeare to... current themes like living with a difference there was one other thing. I'm having a mind blank here. Oh, here's something on their website. It's a dreamscape where Peter Pan and Macbeth drink lattes, the Lost Boys hang with Grissom and Willows from CSI, and Tinkerbell and Wendy duke it out at Skull Rock. That sounds like pretty interesting times right there. So later on in the show, I'm going to have a little chat with Veda Hilly, who is writing the music for this. And indeed, she does a lot of work with the Kulch. So stay tuned for that. I'm looking forward. In the meantime, I'm going to play a couple of tracks from an older record she put out called Return of the Killdeer, which came out in 2005. And I'm playing two tracks from that. One's called Where Am I From? And the other is called Red Flowers. And by the way, if you're unfamiliar with Veda Hilly and her music, she is a local artist. She does a lot of work in Vancouver with things like the Complaints Choir and other projects that she has done. A lot of work with Vancouver New Music. There are many opportunities to see her around Vancouver. And I believe she also has another event running under the Push Festival events, but we'll talk about that with her when she calls in. So for now, here is Where Am I From and Red Flowers by Veda Hilly.
勤政爽快，习气充满。
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Life is hard. The world is cold. You're always too young and then too old. But we've changed all that. Escape from life at the new Waves on How concert series, where you're never too young or too old to rock out with Vancouver's most amazing bands each Friday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Sponsored by Covenant House. Come enjoy the show and donate to Covenant House's Street Youth Services Program. Join the Waves on How Facebook group for all the info. Waves on How is not responsible for smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, or sudden outbursts of complete happiness that may be caused by the Waves on How concert series.
One life begins. Okay, welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is your host, Robin, and today I'm talking about Veda Hilly and to Veda Hilly, eventually, about her music and the upcoming Push Festival, where she has two events. One of them is Peter Panties, and I think the other one is a celebration of Vancouver's birthday. Looking forward to her calling. In the meantime, I'm going to play another sneak preview of what's coming up in Peter Panties. This is a clip called Beautiful Mother. So that was Veda Hilly singing right there. I'm going to play a couple of tracks now from her more recent album. It's called This Riot Life. Let me see. When was this put out? I didn't even look. Well, I can find out for you folks right now. 2008. So a few years ago now. And I'll ask Veda if she's doing anything coming up or releasing any albums in the near future. In the meantime, check out these two tracks. They are the first and second tracks of the CD, but they're my favorites. The first one is called Lucky Lucky, and the second one is called Book of Saints.
You don't know. Curtain number one, curtain number one. You are blind, blind, blind. You've pissed on trees, you've beaten paths. It took 30 years to draw this map. And now what do you see? You are blind, blind, blind. City or your map of the city? Hey, looky here, the Book of Saints. What they are is what you ain't.
You go on all cripple-fisted. You know you're strong enough to lift this. How's it feel to play St. Joan? Nothing to a cheated, poor, burnt bone. I will not murder, I will not murder. I will hit you harder. I am made of iron, Iron Maiden bleeder. Keep back, keep back, keep back 100 meters. Saw St. Agnes being good, so on the road they went to kill her. One strike of his sword killed that little girl. She cried, I belong to my Savior. I am made of iron, Iron Maiden bleeder. Keep back, keep back, keep back 100 meters. I will not. St. Clair. Our bodies are not made of brass, they're made of thread and air. And blood comes out in pints and liters. Keep your paws off filthy cheaters. It takes 2 men to hold me down. It takes 3 men to hold me down. It takes 9 men to hold me down. It takes 2 men to hold me down. It takes 9 men to hold me down. It takes 12 men to hold me down with a broke me bone and a gashed up crown. You know how fast I can run 100 meters. I will not martyr, I will not martyr. I will live long and happy on your blood and water. I will not martyr, I will not martyr. Miss you all like I miss my daughter. I will not martyr, I will not martyr. I made you monsters, I can make you harder. Keep your distance, keep your distance. Trust, respect, you show resistance. Keep your distance, keep your distance. Trust, respect.
All right, so you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Robin, your host. If you're just tuning in, I have Veda Hilly here on the phone, and we are going to chat a little bit about the upcoming Push Festival and about her music, etc. Veda, can you hear me? Oops, what am I doing here? Hello, Veda?
Hey, Robin.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. We just took down the Christmas tree.
Oh, that's sort of a bittersweet time, isn't
it? It's happy sad, but the family does it together, like we put it up together, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah. I always found that to be like the best and worst part of January, because now you have more room in your living room, wherever it is.
Yes, it's true. We can put the 7 inches back up on the mantle now. But yeah, it's done. It's really done. We're running out of fancy snacks as well.
Oh, I know. I just ran out of chocolate recently. I just finished my last chocolate Rudolph.
I know. You think it's going to last forever, that there will always be eggnog in the fridge, but alas.
Well, thanks for calling in today. I wanted to ask you a little bit about Peter Panties, which you're writing the music for at the Push Festival.
That's right.
Can you, now I was trying to describe to listeners earlier, but I was a little bit confused. Is it sort of like a rock opera or?
Yeah, actually I would say that it's there's certainly a lot of music. Basically, this is the situation. Niall McNeill and Marcus Youssef wrote this together. Niall is an actor with Down syndrome who's been in the theater community here for a long time, and he has always wanted to do a version of Peter Panties, and so he and Marcus have been working on writing this together for a couple of years. So a year ago, they gave me a bunch of text. Some of it was already set up as lyrics, and others of it was the script. And I took it away and wrote a lot of songs. This writing that they're doing is really amazing. It's really, I mean, Niall's mm-hmm. a great part of the theater scene here, and, you know, brings something quite unique into things. And then to hear his voice so clearly on the page has been really amazing, because I've mostly worked with him in a more improvisational sort of scene. So the words were really different than what I write myself, which mm-hmm. is always exciting. And then, so there's 18 songs in this piece. And then, of course, it's there's theater as well, but it really is, they're really rock songs. My band is the Bank Dogs, a bunch of 15-year-old guys.
Yeah, I was reading that on your website. How is it working with people so young?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love working with
fresh.
Younger people. I mean, it's you know, it's not the same as my band that I've been working with for 15 years,
yeah.
which is a much sort of a quicker connection, but it's been really great because I've had to, you know, I've had to bring them up to speed on a few things because some of my songs are quite different mm-hmm. than what they do. But then they've also released in me a little bit of the old teenage fire, which can go missing sometimes. So I've been rocking out a bit more with them, which has been really fun.
That's really neat. So you're basically, you've written all the parts, and you're basically giving them their parts to play, and then you're rehearsing together.
I don't write the parts per se. I write songs, and then it gets arranged by the band, you know, together. So they're definitely contributing a large amount to the way it sounds.
Great.
And then we've got all the actors, which is a whole, you know, because they're doing some of the singing. I'm doing some of the singing. It's pretty epic.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah, that's going to be quite a show.
I highly recommend it. We've been working on this a long time, and it's been one of my favorite things for a long time. And, you know, the thing with theater like this is that you really don't know what it's going to be like until you get there. We still have 3 weeks of rehearsal where the show is really going to find its form in the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I can guarantee even if it's a failure, it'll be spectacular.
Yeah, and it's always so rewarding to work with people from different fields.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Those theater people, they're all right.
What about some of the themes and the topics that are talked or sung about?
Well, yeah, it does reference the traditional Peter Pan, but mm-hmm. it's not a kids' show. It's definitely a mature audience kind of show. It's also really a show about Niall and his life and what it's like, I think, to be, you know, a 28-year-old person with Downs living in this world. And it's a lot of very, very strong, passionate feeling, mm-hmm. a lot of sex and violence. And then also a lot of references to the other theatrical works that he's done or that he's interested in, which ranges from Macbeth and Brecht to CSI.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so it's a highly personal story, almost.
Yeah, it's personal, and it's also kind of dream-ish. I was going to say dreamlike, but it's not gentle, which is what that word. It's like real dreams, anything can happen, but it all makes sense.
So it's like fantastical kind of...
Yeah, but also harsh, and very, very id, really, really primal.
Oh,
wow. I know, it's hard to describe.
It is. You just
it's
have to go
really
see
funny.
It.
In case I'm scaring anyone, it's also quite funny.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a good mix of what really is life, you know, mix of all of these things.
Yeah, and I think that's what we've been grappling with. The cast is amazing. I mean, it's a really great crew, and it's kind of one of those moments where everybody's coming together to do this show because it's a pretty special show.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that you guys do have quite a few. You guys are playing for quite a few nights.
Yeah, it's a good 2 week run. There's talk of it going on the road. I would love to take this one on the road, although of course it's a pretty massive it's a massive undertaking.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And working with the cult, you do a lot of work with the cult.
Yeah, they're a great room.
Yeah.
Two blocks from my house, which makes it really easy.
Oh, that's nice.
But yeah, I have a real history with that room. I'm very happy with the renos. I feel like they did a pretty good job of retaining the feeling of that room, because I've been hanging out there since I was a child, you know, attending things and being in things, and I feel like it's a real core to the art scene in Vancouver.
I think so too. I love the space because it's a larger space, but it's also intimate.
Yeah, exactly. You can everyone in the room. You can feel everyone in the room. When you're on stage, you sort of know where everyone is, and when you're in the audience, it's very easy to lose yourself, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I also read that you're doing sort of a Vancouver birthday event.
Yes, called Happy Birthday Teenage City.
Is that also to do with the Push Festival?
Yeah, that's a night at the Club Push, which is sort of the smaller, almost more radical venue, but not quite. I don't know how to describe it. It's at Performance Works, and so it does a series of one-night things, so instead of a run of stuff. And then I helped to curate the club, too, which is really, really fun. And, you know, every night is amazing, and then every night there's a band that follows the more theatrical element. But the night I'm doing is January 29th. Mm-hmm. And I've got the Vancouver Complaints Choir, which is an amateur choir that Giorgio at the New Music Center put together a few years ago. And together we're doing some complaint songs about Vancouver, and a confession song and a congratulations song. And then I've also got a bunch of artists and musicians making really short birthday presents for Vancouver, which we will be opening and or presenting at the party. And then there's karaoke with Weekend Leisure. So.
Oh, that sounds a lot of fun.
It's going to be really fun. It's going to be a
What are
a
tickets
nice night.
For that?
Sorry, what?
How much are tickets for that?
I believe it's $25, but that gets you in for the whole night, including the band, and it's a bar scenario, so it's
Right.
It's less formal than the just sit there for 2 hours kind of thing.
Yeah, and I guess you have quite a few artists lined up too, so.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Wow.
Jeffrey Farmer's doing a puppet show. Chris Arific is writing a song.
Oh, yay.
And Laura Baird is doing some stuff. And yeah, it's I don't actually even know what everybody's putting together yet, so it'll be a fun surprise for me too.
Yeah. I just like to say, I just thinking about Chris Arific and his music, and one thing that I really like about your music is your sense of humor that you put into everything.
Well, thank you.
It's just so refreshing, and it's quite original, and yeah, it's very amusing.
Well, thanks. I have definitely found as I got older, you know, I started out as a, you know, self-involved, confessional, tortured songwriter like everybody else. But as I've gotten older, it becomes more and more valuable to laugh.
Yes.
And I still do works that are not specifically about that, but I feel I've been really happy with feeling like those elements have come into my work. It feels more feels more useful.
Mm-hmm. Mm. For sure.
Yeah.
I also read on your website that you were doing mentoring at the cult for young songwriters.
Yeah, that's right.
How's that going? What is it like to work with young people, and also to sort of teach them the art of songwriting?
Well, it's an interesting question whether this can be taught at all. Same
yeah.
with creative writing and with art. Like, can you teach people how to be creative? And in some ways, I think that the person has to bring it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And all that a teacher can do or a mentor in this situation is bring in their experiences in the world to try and give them a leg up, you know what I mean, and give them exercises and talk about what has happened, you know, on my particular in my particular life. So it is tricky. I don't think you can actually impart it to just anyone.
Yeah.
It's really fun trying.
Yeah.
And I love it. This is the second year I've done it, and I also teach privately when I have time, which comes and goes. And it's always great to remind yourself that you know some things, and that and the moment where you actually manage to pass something on to someone is always quite exciting.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Wow, that sounds very rewarding.
Yeah, it's I like it. The Kulch Ignite program has already, the deadline's already passed for that one, but if people are interested in future, I think they do a summer program that's pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, great. Also, I know you are doing a whole bunch of different projects, such as Duplex and the Fits.
Yep.
What are you working on currently?
Well, I have a new record coming out actually in a few weeks. It's one that's been on the shelf for a little while. I'm really happy it's finally coming out. It's called Young St. Marie, and it's songs by Neil Young and Buffy St. Marie.
Oh, wow.
So it's my first covers album, actually, which is kind of exciting. And it's with arrangements by Giorgio Magnanensi and CBC Radio Orchestra. So it's quite it's fairly grand, if I say so myself. I'm getting excited about that and looking for some more chances to play with symphonies, because that is a high like you wouldn't believe.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
I'm hoping that
is received well. You'll be getting one in the mail pretty soon. We're just waiting to get them back from the manufacturer. Then I'm also doing there's a really lovely theater show called Dress Me Up in Your Love that is in April at the Kulch. And that's a show where we've collected a bunch of outfits of significance from people in the world, and then those are the costumes in the show, and the stories that came along with those clothes are making up what the show's about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that one's really, it's really amazing how much can exist in an outfit, you know, in your clothing.
Actually touching the flesh of the whoever it was. So it's like, can you give examples of whose clothing you've acquired?
Yeah, we have the clothes that Ivan Coyote was wearing when her house burned down, so they were the only thing that she had left.
Oh, whoa.
I know, it's great. And then we have one of my favorites is a dress. One of the actors, Anita Rochambeau, brought in a dress that her mother wore when she won the Miss Mountain Beauty Contest in the early 1960s.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
These aren't just any outfits.
No, they're very, I mean, some of them are less life-changing, but really a lot of them are very strong. Mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, very, very beautiful, strong things. Oh, a great basketball uniform from University Hill in 1976.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's great, because some of them are lighter, but it's an amazing thing to have this array of real clothing and the stories that come with it, and then layering on other stories. Anyway, that's another one that's still in process, but it's in April at the Kulch. And
wow.
And then I'm working on my musical about Craigslist, and that's going up next winter. So, you know, it's become a very theatrical year for me.
Right. Is that a continuation of what you did for the Olympics?
Around the Olympics.
Around the Olympics.
Yeah, it wasn't for the
Olympics.
Not
for the Olympics.
Yeah, I did. We did a version of it. Actually, no, the first version went up in 2009. I can't remember if we did one near the Olympics, but it's a project I've been working on for a few years that should actually be officially finished and up at the Arts Club next winter.
That's exciting. Yeah. You're very busy.
Yeah, hopefully I'll make another rock album one of these days and actually play some rock shows. But Peter Panties is going to fill that gap for now.
Yeah, for sure. Is there going to be any sort of record coming out of Peter Panties?
Yeah, I think it's my next record.
Yeah.
I have a demo. Did you get some of the songs?
I got Yo-Ho and Beautiful Mother.
Yeah, so those are demos that I made in Berlin with some friends of mine last year that I really love, because they're just so, they were really fun to make. That was when I wrote the songs, and I just got some friends together in studio there. So hearing those again as I've been listening to them in the last few weeks, I think that they're the seed of a new record, which I'll probably make in the summertime.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's actually been a couple of years since I made a record, which for me is a long time. It's a bit of a habit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a healthy habit there.
Healthy yet expensive.
That's true.
The way I like to make records, I've gotten. I like to have lots of people on board, but I think it's my favorite part. You know, the recording. I like the playing and I like the collaborating, but there's a sense when you're making a record that you're doing something that people might get to hear in 20 years, which is always nice.
Yeah, and it's also the community aspect, too, of getting to work with all of these amazing artists from all over town and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Because, the Peter Panties record, when it happens, will definitely have a whole bunch of singers, which will be really nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a few questions about your own creative process?
Sure.
Because I've always been extremely interested in how artists sort of just how they do it. And it's such a complicated thing because everyone's is so different.
Well, and I do think in a lot of ways you have to keep your own thing changing because there's mm-hmm. always the danger of doing the same things again and again and again. So I have to say that one of the most key elements is changing your habits and making sure that you're always staying fresh and staying interested, right?
For sure. Mm-hmm. And what inspires you?
I guess it comes from all over the place. Sometimes it's music, but more often it's I would say film or writing. Or actually being out in the world,
yeah.
and noticing something that you haven't noticed before. There's some key to remaining alert that is a constant struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But I've said this a few times, but the best advice I was ever given was to write about what amazes you, and I think that it is really important to continue to be able to be enthusiastic and interested in things. And that's the only way you're going to be able to make things that are new in the world and that are new to you.
Right. And I guess to just continue the learning process.
Yeah, exactly, which is, why it's so great for me to suddenly be working with all these theater people, because it really is a new place, and the way they approach music is different. So anything you can do to keep it different, especially after you've been in the game for a while.
Mm-hmm. So is there some sort of, like there's a stage set up for Peter Panties too, isn't there?
Yes.
And who's directing this?
There's two directors. We have Stephen Hill and Lois Anderson, who are both amazing. And now I don't know if I know everybody's first names for the rest of it, but the set and the costumes are all still coming together, so that's something that's going to be exciting to figure out in the next few weeks.
Right. And for you listeners, if you want more information on the upcoming Push Festival, the website, you can just go to pushfestival.ca and surf that. And you can, I believe they also have festival passes.
Yeah, if there's festival passes still left, they're a very good deal. You get to see four shows for one price. And then the club is going to be a great thing every night. With Peter Panties, I think people might want to get their tickets in advance. I suspect it might be very popular.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
And also for Club Push, I think, too, sounds like.
Yeah, the club stuff is, there's some great things. Daniel Barrow and this guy from Germany, Volker Gerling, who's coming into town for 3 weeks before his show, because what he does is he walks around a city and makes flip books of things that he sees. So he's going to be taking a lot of photographs of Vancouver and making books about our city, which I think will be amazing.
Oh, wow. Mm. From an outside, sort of, quote, outsider's perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Visitor's perspective.
Yeah. I think that'll be very interesting. And we're also doing Trampoline Hall again, which is a great night where people give lectures on subjects they're not experts in.
That's fun.
It's really fun. We've got Nick Kurgovich from No Kids giving a lecture on extreme sports. And Yuriko Iga from Blim is giving a lecture on liking things.
Oh, my gosh.
And Althea Thalberger, the artist, is giving a lecture on Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah, so, that's a great night.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, that sounds really awesome.
Yeah, you've got a lot to get to in January and February, everybody. It's going to be very busy.
Very, very busy. Lots of... Well, you know what? That's what will get people out of the house, right?
Well, what else are you going to do? You could stay home and watch DVDs, but you could do that anytime.
Yeah.
Come on out to the Push Festival. It's going to be really fun.
Well... I'm going to close it up now. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're most welcome, Robin. Yeah, always nice to talk to CITR.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to talk to you. and I will see you on stage.
Sounds good. Come say hi after the show.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. So for you listeners, that was Veda Hilly. And do check out the Push Festival coming up again. The dates are... The festival runs from January... Oh, sorry, I'm getting it mixed up here. Well, let me just find that. Well, I play something else. I was talking earlier about how I loved the song about making sandwiches on the album Worser by Duplex, which is one of Veda Hilly's projects. So I'm going to play that now because I need to hear it, and I think you all need to hear it.
First we apply the chosen spread, place the fixings twixt the bread. It's how we make a sandwich, sha-la-la. It's how we make a sandwich. Some like challah, some like rye. Just don't put out your eye. It's how we make a sandwich, sha-la-la. It's how we make a sandwich. Some people, it's toast. Monsieur, her open face. Mr. Panini, shut up in your face.
It's how we make a sandwich, sha-la-la. It's how we make a sandwich.
Invented by an English girl. Sandwiches control my world.
It's how we make a sandwich, sha-la-la. That's how we make a sandwich.
Sandwiches control my world. Invented by an English girl. Sandwiches control my world. Invented by an English girl. Sandwiches control my world. Invented by an English girl. Sandwiches control my world.
That's how we make a sandwich. Sha-la-la. 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 That's how we make a sandwich. That's how we make a sandwich. Sha-la-la. That's how we make a sandwich.
So... Peter Panties is running from February 2nd to 13th, and tickets, you should buy them soon. You can get them at thekulch.com, or you can phone their box office, 604-251-1363. And yeah, so if you missed a little bit of the interview with Veda Hilly, no problem, you can always check out my podcast at www.citr.ca and follow the links to the rib. All my podcasts are up there actually from probably like 2 years ago. 2 years? At least 2 years. In fact, if you go all the way to the bottom, you can probably find some of my first podcasts where my voice is shaking and I'm so scared. And it's like one of my first radio shows ever. It's pretty hilarious. Yes, I am going to sign out for the Rib this week with one more song. But before I leave, I do want to let you know what else is playing on the Monday, our CITR. After me, we've got News 101 with Andrew and Brad, Career Fast Track with Philippe at 6, 6:30 Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert, at 7:30 Exploding Head Movies with Gary, and at 9 p.m. The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. What else did I want to say? Oh, yes. Next week is intro. You know what? Next week is Radio Art Day. 24 hours of radio art. I believe that CITR is doing this because January 17th is sort of unofficially the, quote, birth of art. And let me look this up right now. Birth of art? Question mark? I wonder, why is this art's birthday? It was first proposed in 1963 by the French Fluxus artist Robert Few, who suggested that 1 million years ago, on the 17th of January, art was born when someone dropped a sponge into a bucket of water. And he proposed that it should be a public holiday to celebrate the presence of art in our lives. Why isn't it? That's what I would like to know. And I am so glad I looked that up. So I'm going to be here next week still. But we are going to be making some awful, awful noise. If you don't like awful noise, do not tune in next week at 4 p.m. to The Rib. In the meantime, here's another track by Veda Hilly. And this is on her most recent solo album. And it is called A Shining Forth.
From magnesium, slip steady in through holes in thumbs, the perforation.